Welcome back to another session of The Art of Daily Practice. This particular session is about learning from the best songwriters by keeping a copybook. One of the most exciting ways to learn any art form is to take in great works by great artists. Many of us first pick up a pen or an instrument because we're inspired by the work of songwriters and poets that went before us. But to get the most out of encounters with brilliance, it's really helps to capture the best things that you encounter on paper. And that's exactly why Renaissance-era writing teachers ask their students to keep something called a copybook. And this is a practice that has fallen out of favor with time, but I think it's still a really, really good idea. A copybook is just an ordinary notebook that you use to copy down passages of other people's writing so that you can study that writing and figure out what makes it tick. So it's a place where you analyze things. You'll want to copy down any great passages of lyric that you encounter, of course, but you don't have to limit yourself to just that. You can also copy down lines of dialogue from novels, poems that speak to you on a personal level, quotes from people in your life that strike you as funny, or well-written jokes. Basically, any form of speech and writing can inspire your lyric writing. So all these things can be entered into your copybook. So your copybook starts as a blank book, either a text file or a physical notebook, and your job is to slowly fill it up with examples of good writing. And eventually, it's going to be an entire 150 or more pages of writing that you admire. One way to sharpen your familiarity with concepts in songwriting is to recognize and label those techniques where they appear in the work of other songwriters. So this really reinforces what you've learned, and it can open your eyes to highly creative and exciting examples of those techniques in action. The minor pentatonic scale isn't much fun, but listening to rock and blues is fun. So this can really help kind of inject some interest back into sessions that you're starting to get bored with. If you still need to learn a topic more thoroughly, but you're getting bored, you can do this to kind of freshen it up. Listen to things, copy down passages into your copybook. Use what you know about the craft to analyze what's technically happening in each passage that moves you. What appeals to you about this particular passage? Is there a certain image written in the lyric that speaks to you? Is there a startling metaphor? Is there a great line of dialogue? Is there a certain attitude, a certain swagger to it that you like? Even if the writer that you're studying only uses these techniques in a sort of an untrained, instinctive way, you can still analyze their work in technical detail and learn from it. And this is the heart of why songwriters study music theory or writing techniques or grammar. Not because those things are fun, but because those fields teach you the vocabulary you need to understand exactly why you love the things you love and what's going on in certain music or lyrics that you admire. The thing is that when you're able to identify exactly why you like something with enough technical detail, you then have all the information you need to begin using those same techniques to achieve good effects in original works that are all your own. So paying close attention to the works of others actually really helps you write better original work of your own. Finding models can be difficult, though. How do you choose which songs and lyrics to analyze? How do you choose which artists, thinkers, writers, and creative people to accept as your role models? Well, it often happens that you're instinctively drawn to certain artists, but who you choose to follow might also depend on what your goals are. So if you want more than anything to get a song cut in present-day Nashville, be sure to study whatever successful songs are coming out of Nashville. If you really, really want a certain artist to record a song of yours, listen and listen and listen to both the songs that that person puts out, and also listen to who that person's role models are. What kind of music does that artist especially like? Listening to all those influences can help you get an angle on what might help you succeed in that goal. Personally, I happen to admire highly specialized and meticulously crafted music. My tastes tend to run a little on the strange and experimental side. The kinds of artists that will never exactly be bestsellers, but they do contribute something weird and interesting. Something unique. Through listening and learning about music, you will find yourself drawn to certain scenes and certain different styles of music over time. That may be in the modern mainstream, or the things you're listening to may be in more obscure corners of musical history and little fringe genres. Your tastes are as unique as your fingerprints, so let them develop, let them change naturally as you grow. A word about form and content, and this is what a copybook is especially useful for. When you're analyzing a lyric, you'll want to pay attention both to the lyric's form, which is the structural elements of it, and also the lyric's content, which is the message. Content means the core theme, or the situation, the topic, or the feeling that's being expressed through the lyric. What's the basic premise in the passage of writing that you've copied down? Form is the techniques, the exact words and phrasing, and the other strategies that the songwriter uses to bring the lyric's core idea to life. This might include things like sensory description, rhyme, alliteration, and all the myriad different creative writing techniques that exist, simile, metaphor, things like that. Now, form and content tend to be woven very tightly together in finished works, and as listeners, we experience both form and content at the same time. You experience both the message and the way that it is expressed. So by taking great care to examine form and content individually, as a student of songwriting, you can gain a much better understanding of all the moving parts of a lyric. To put it another way, content means what the songwriter is writing about, and form means how the songwriter specifically expresses it. If you keep a copybook, the entire world practically offers itself up to you. Whose work do you love? You can make any one particular CD, song, ballet, songwriter, poem, your classroom. You can make any artist your teacher by paying close attention to a piece of work and working to understand how the writer crafted it. Any great writer becomes your teacher, and that's a beautiful thing, even if you've never met them, and even if you never will. One other thing to keep in mind is that just because a particular writer or composer is regarded as great does not mean that they never made mistakes. Hero worship doesn't really make you a better songwriter, so keep in mind that even the best of the best make highly questionable artistic decisions sometimes. So do not be shy about admitting to yourself that you don't necessarily love or understand everything that your favorite artist creates. And just as you do with passages of songs that you love, try to understand exactly why you don't like certain things in a lyric or a piece of music. Exactly which parts of a song turn you off or leave you indifferent. And how might you have handled the piece differently if you had been the one to write it? Once you've copied down a lyric that you love, go ahead and write all over your copy of the lyric. Mark it up. Identify sensory imagery, underline metaphors, circle passages that you especially like, notate the rhyme scheme down the left margin. Go ahead and make observations about the piece's structure, the writer's word choice, scribble things in the margins. Mark it up. Be sure to check out the worksheet on this, because just listening to me talk about keeping a copybook is not so useful, but actually keeping a copybook, very useful. Thanks for listening to this session.